This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Home births are common throughout Europe, but in the Czech Republic they're rare and extremely controversial, especially in the light of several tragic cases in which the baby died. The country's most senior midwife was found guilty of criminal negligence this week after overseeing one such botched delivery, leaving a boy severely brain damaged. The midwife denies any wrongdoing and has appealed against the verdict. Rob Cameron has more from Prague.
Ivana Konigsmarkova is one of a handful of people qualified to deliver babies at home in the Czech Republic, and she's also the chairwoman of the country's Union of Midwives. In 2009, she was approached by a woman in Prague who wanted to give birth at home after two previous deliveries in hospital. Unfortunately, the birth went tragically wrong. The baby boy was unable to breathe properly, and paramedics were called to revive him. He suffered severe brain damage as a result, and in fact died earlier this year. The case attracted a lot of attention in the media. Czech doctors appeared regularly on television to condemn home births. Dr. Petr Velebil is from Prague's oldest maternity hospital, Podolí, and he had this to say to Czech television shortly after the case was brought to court.
The home is simply not the safest environment in which to give birth. This is why the Czech medical community tries its utmost to convince pregnant women of the benefits of giving birth in a medical facility, which is prepared and therefore equipped to deal with any potential complications. These complications are usually sudden and immediate, and they require immediate medical attention.
Mrs. Konigsmarkova was charged with negligence resulting in grievous bodily harm. State prosecutors demanded a prison sentence, but the judge handed down a 2-year suspended sentence and banned her from midwifery for 5 years. She immediately appealed, claiming the court had refused to hear crucial evidence and had heard expert testimony from doctors who were known for their opposition to home births. Her lawyer, Adela Horeshi, spoke to me by telephone.
We are, of course, convinced our client is innocent, and we sincerely hope we'll be given the chance to prove this in court. Mrs. Konigsmarkova followed procedures for home births that were drawn up abroad, as such standards don't exist in the Czech Republic. She followed all of these required procedures to the letter. Unfortunately, these optimal birth procedures, as they're called, contravene the standards laid down by the Czech Gynecological Association, which are basically the same recommended medical procedures that are used in hospital births.
That is the paradox that leaves Czech home births in a sort of legal grey area. Midwives are legally permitted to deliver babies at home thanks to an EU directive. However, under Czech law, midwives must also carry out deliveries at home using almost the same conditions as that of a maternity ward, which is, of course, virtually impossible. That's partly why there are so few of them, only around 500 each year. The Czech media has since reported on two more cases, one of which saw a baby suffocating to death after being born with the umbilical cord round its neck. The media coverage has reignited a lively debate on personal choice in healthcare. Opponents of home birth, which is pretty much the entire Czech medical establishment, say it poses unnecessary dangers. Supporters point out that babies also die in hospital deliveries, often through negligence. The Czech Republic, they say, is stuck in a post-communist paternalistic mindset, refusing to allow a practice which in Western Europe is both safe and widespread. Rob Cameron, Deutsche Welle Radio, Prague.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.